one of the cars into the back of a battered pickup truck. The conductor went over and had them sign a sheet of paper, then said something that made the others laugh. Selena stole a glance to make sure they weren't laughing at her. They didn't seem to be. There was a drinking fountain against one wall. The water came out lukewarm and tasting of metal. She filled her water bottle and let Copper drink her fill from the little metal dish in her backpack. There was hardly anything else to the station. Two small shelters with benches, the drinking fountain, and a list of timetables under glass. The stairs down from the platform ran directly to a rutted dirt road. Selena stared down the road in mild disbelief, then slowly lifted her eyes. The town was visible a long way in the distance. There was a hill behind it, or maybe a mountain. Between town and station stood 2 or 3 miles of desert, full of scrubby little bushes and big gray-green saguaros and dozens of plants that she didn't know the names of. One long serpentine thing might be ocotillo, but then again, it might not. Whatever it was, it had thorns. So did most of the other plants. The dirt was bone white, and the sky was hard blue. It was only mid-morning, but heat was already making long squiggles in the air. She'd expected the town to be closer, or for there to be taxis or buses or something. She hadn't expected a hike from station to town. Aunt Amelia would probably have come out to meet her, except that Amelia didn't know that she was coming. They corresponded by erratic postcards, and neither had ever included a phone number. Even if she'd known the number, she didn't dare turn on her phone. The location tracker, that had seemed like such a sensible precaution when Walter explained it, would give her away. And she just wasn't ready to deal with that yet. Which also meant that she couldn't use a rideshare app, assuming there were any way out here. Selena picked up her suitcase and let the dog lead the way. Behind them, the train let out a long whistle and began to chug away. The black dog kicked up little puffs of dust as she trotted along, occasionally reaching the end of the leash and pausing for her human to catch up. Selena studied the verge of the road. She had expected deserts to be full of sand, but the earth here looked more like talcum powder mixed with rocks. The shrubs along the road had gray bark and grew sideways, split, grew sideways again. There was so much sky that it was hard to think. In the city, there were walls you could put your back against, doors to shut, places to hide. To hide out here, you'd have to crouch down and worm your way under one of the scrubby little bushes, and you'd probably get a face full of spines for your trouble. Even the shadow of the Scottsdale Arcology had faded away into the endless blue. Selena wiped her forehead, where beads of sweat were already beginning to form. She was very tired. Unlike Copper, she hadn't slept well on the train. Dragging her suitcase wasn't helping. The wheels on the bottom were made for flat surfaces, not dusty roads with washboard ruts. The rattling went all the way up her arm and into her skull, setting her back teeth clattering against each other. "I shall invent an all-terrain suitcase and make a fortune, with giant wheels and a handle that doesn't try to twist out of your hand when you hit a rock." She had dragged the suitcase perhaps a quarter of a mile when the battered pickup from the station rumbled up alongside.